Hello to my kings and queens. It is your girl Moa Shay, and this is what I'm thinking. Today we're going to talk about being positive and staying positive. One of the things that I have experienced in life is sometimes when we are working toward certain things in life, we don't stay positive. We second guess ourselves a lot, and it's because we feel like we don't deserve the good things that are coming to us in life. One of the things that I am experiencing right now is I'm in the process of moving, and at this day and age, it is very hard to find somewhere in so little time to move, and also trying to switch jobs, trying to actually find a job that you actually like, where you have paid time off, you have benefits, you know, the whole works. And that's just speaking on a few things that a lot of us experience in life. And a lot of the times when we go and we put applications into places, or just in general with a lot of things, we start to second guess ourselves. And it's because we've been disappointed so much in life that we honestly put in a prayer for something, and then we were negative as soon as we put it in. How do you ask for something and then go back on what you've asked for? And I'll use this as an example. You get up in the morning and you tell yourself, all right, today's going to be a wonderful day. You get up, take a shower, you brush your teeth, you do everything else that you do to start your day off. And as soon as you leave the house, someone cuts you off in traffic. And if you're like me and you have road rage, you literally want to snatch the soul out of that individual that cut you off in traffic. So now you have irritation in your spirit, and that has completely messed up the rest of your day. If you let it, because remember, this morning when you woke up, you looked in the mirror at yourself and you told yourself you were going to have a wonderful day. So you can't let that person on the road make you angry and turn your day into a bad day. And it's the same thing as you apply for a job. You put this application in for a job, and there are plenty of other applicants. You know that, you understand that, because that's just how life goes. But as you're sitting there and you're watching everyone else go in and get interviewed, you're looking at how other people look and other people's qualifications. Sometimes you might sit out there and you and another person might even talk about what's on their resume, a lot of the jobs that they've worked, some of the things that they experience, how much experience that they have. And you could be more qualified than that individual, but maybe they have something on their resume that you don't. So now, before you even go in there to be interviewed, you have already psyched yourself out. You already see, oh, there's a million people here, and I'm not going to get this job. Now you have that mindset that you're not going to get the job. You've set those intentions now that you're not going to get that job. So guess what? You're not going to get it, because you already have it in your mind that you're not going to get it. Instead of staying confident, staying positive, and keeping calm, focusing on the qualifications that you do have, focusing more on the positive things that could be an outcome while you're there doing this interview. Because maybe all of those people that have those qualifications that you don't have, they don't have the attitude. That could be one thing. Or maybe a lot of those people don't have the creativity that you have. They don't have the passion. But you don't know that because you have second guessed everything and you don't believe in yourself and you have started finding every single negative reason why you don't deserve this. And we honestly do this all the time. And I know I do, and I say we because I'm pretty sure there's a few people that actually experience this on a daily basis, because you do. We are so used to everything going absolutely wrong that we do not look toward what could go right. And that's something that I am learning, honestly, on my own. When it comes to anything that happens in my life on an everyday basis, I try my best to look for the most positive in each situation, because I used to be a worry wart. I used to be a nervous Nancy, and I had to get out of that because I noticed that I started missing out on a lot of opportunities. I missed a lot of great things being nervous about it. And I'm not saying that it's not okay to be nervous. It's completely all right to be nervous. But put some positive energy on that nervousness. Put some confidence on that nervousness. You can be nervous, but you can be nervous and quite confident. Always believe within yourself and always look for a positive outlet for anything that's going on in life, because you never know. You honestly never know if you stop underestimating yourself and you stop looking at the negative of every single thing, that what awesome things could come out of thinking positive. And that could be anything. I used to be a horrible test taker. I used to be a horrible test taker. I used to have all of the material that I needed right in front of me to study with. And I would study and study and study and study and study. And when it came time for me to take that test, I was so nervous about failing that test, I actually would fail, because I would write my name on the paper, or I would start doing my test on the computer, and my mind would go blank. It would absolutely go blank, and I would not remember anything. What I started doing is I started listening to music while I studied. And what I would do when it was time for me to take the test, I would quietly hum whatever song I listened to while I was studying, and I would remember every single answer that I studied. And that's how I started passing the test, because music helps me calm down. So that's how I found my medium to thinking positive and keeping myself calm and keeping myself focused and finding the silver lining to absolutely everything. And I feel like everybody else should do that also. I feel like everybody should just take time and understand that abundance and prosperity is a very valuable thing. And life is as stressful as you make it. And I'm not saying, you know, just not worry about any and everything. I am just trying to say, don't worry about everything. And those things that you have no control over, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. Be a free spirit and understand that life is meant to be enjoyed. And anything that you are supposed to have, you will have. And anything that is not yours, you weren't supposed to have anyway. And if you don't work hard for certain things, you will not get them. Understand that everything in life is divinely timed. And you can create your own masterpiece of life. And it takes hard work. And it takes a positive mindset. And it also takes balancing everything out and being organized. The reason why a lot of people have a successful business is because they have everything organized. And because they make sure that their mind is focused. And when something goes wrong, they are 10 steps ahead of it. And things are gonna go wrong. They're gonna go wrong. That is completely the balance of life. Something is always meant to go wrong. But that's why you have to think ahead. And you can think ahead that something might go wrong without stopping your whole production. Because you have to have a plan A, plan B, plan C, and so on. And that's just how everything is. And that's why that there's multiple ways to do a lot of things. Like as far as applying for jobs. Do you ever just apply for one job and just stick with that job just because it's your dream job? Or do you apply to every single job that is your dream job? Because I'm pretty sure we have multiple things that make us happy. We have multiple hopes and multiple dreams. It's not just one thing. So you have to really find the one thing or a few things, depending on if you can multitask, that give you balance in your life so you can stay positive. You are not meant to work every single day of the week, so you have to find balance. You have to find time to spend with yourself. And if you don't find time for self, that is when all of the chaos starts to kick in. That's when all of the stress and all of the worry, and that's when the negative energy gets to you because you're so busy and you're just a running time clock. You're just going and going and going and going, and you're so tired. Have rest so you can have peace. And if things happen to go left, make the right decision to stay positive. Make the right decision to balance out everything. If something goes wrong, find a solution. Don't sit there. Don't sulk. Don't waddle in the filth. Get your ass up and start finding solutions, multiple solutions. Have a couple of moments of critical thinking. Don't attack yourself. Don't belittle yourself. Don't doubt yourself. Build up your damn confidence and make it happen. I love you all to pieces. I hope this message out there gets to someone that needs it. Y'all have a great day.